Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. Okay, today is going to be very exciting. We're talking about feeling set. Everybody has heard the term mindset and that we have to change our mind to really have anything happen good in our life. We have to change our mindset. But the truth is that we really have to change our feeling set. Ah, you never heard that term before. Well, Liz Larson and myself had been talking and we came up with this new term called feeling set. And basically it is that feeling that you're going through your life with. Obviously that feeling changes, but most of us have kind of a basic way that we go through life with our whatever we're feeling. And the best way to kind of really notice this is other people in your life. You really know basically their feeling set. Some of them are so joyful and other ones are really not so much. But the thing is that we think that it is the problems in our life are because we need to change our thoughts. And really what it comes down to is that our feelings are primary. They come first, and they are the starting point. They are the driver of our thoughts. We can't really think thoughts greater than the way we feel. It's our baseline. All of us have tried it. It may work for a limited period of time, but we end up going back to it. Ever notice that your friends or maybe your husband, your wife, your kids, they tell the same story? They go back and tell the same story? They have the same feeling. And because they have the same feeling, they need to attach that to a particular story. The story of I'm no good, or I'm a victim, or I can't, whatever that might be. That's the actual driver. And that's why this show today is so very important. Our feeling set is really the driver for our entire life. When we're in fear, our brain shuts down. There's neurological activity that gets concentrated in certain parts of the brain, and you're not able to actually bring in other parts of the brain, which will give you other options. If you've ever noticed somebody who, for example, is very afraid or angry, and you're trying to explain to them that it's going to be okay, but they can't hear you. The parts of the brain that could accept or look at a new idea just simply aren't able to process the information. Now, in this show, it's not doom and gloom here. There are ways, there are answers on how to permanently change your feeling state. And what that will ultimately do is change your mind state, your mindset, so that you literally are thinking more optimistic thoughts, having more optimistic feelings, and also seeing opportunities and seeing reality as it really is. We all think that we can see reality, but our nervous system is the great filter. It filters out things that are not aligned or congruent with the way that we feel. Now, this is not just me talking here. Dr. Antonio Damasio of USC had done research, and he had scientifically proven that your feeling comes first, and then your thoughts that are equal to it will be the thoughts that you're thinking. There's other researchers, he's not the only one, there's other researchers that have come to this same conclusion. So you're not here, you know, thinking like, oh, you know, there's no real basis for this. This is deeply researched topic that has come to light in the past several years. This feeling set is very, very important when we look at it from the vantage point of it's what drives all things in our lives. In a very practical sense, you might have found yourself very depressed after a breakup, for example, and you just can't see anything good, or you're blaming your partner, or you're blaming yourself. It could be so many different things. Now, if somebody was to come to you and say, hey, look up, it's a bright side, you know, everything's going to be great, you know, let's you know, get up and get going. It's very hard to do that, you know, and this is, you know, I'm using a dating example, but really, there's so much more to it. There's the other researcher that supports this neuroscience. The neuroscience of the feeling is primary, is Mary Helen Mordino Yang, that emotions are the foundation to thought and learning. And Mary Helen is famous for saying that without the feeling, the thoughts have no real thing to anchor themselves in. And ultimately, that thought becomes void. So our feelings are very important in terms of what we will experience in life. Now, most of us are not very aware of it, and it's very subtle. And all of this doesn't seem to make much sense. But in a very practical way, we can look at our own lives, or the lives of people around us, for this validation of what we're talking about. So when you find yourself in a situation where you're trying to talk yourself out of it, how many of us have done this? I know that I certainly have, you know, sat there and said, you know, don't think that, Bill. Don't, you know, don't feel that way. You get yourself kind of for a minute, you know, talked out of it, if you will, but it's really temporary. And eventually that old feeling comes back around again. Now, the driver for this is your nervous system. The term subconscious is really interchangeable with the nervous system. It's been said forever that your subconscious is the driver for 95% of what goes on in your life. And when you think about it, well, at least for me, I was like, what do they mean? What is the subconscious? Where is the subconscious? How is this thing controlling 95% of my life? Well, it made absolutely perfect sense when the term is interchangeable with the nervous system, because the nervous system creates a feeling. And we now know that the feeling drives our mindset. It drives our thoughts. When we're afraid, and that's our mindset, we'll look out and see things to be afraid of. If we are angry, we'll look out in the environment and find more things to be angry about. This is very much evident today in the entire political systems and the media. They're very much driving, fear and anger. And we're seeing more things to be afraid of and angry about on a daily basis. Whether you're on the right side or the left side, it's the same. More things to be angry, outraged, and afraid of. So this feeling set, once you can retrain the nervous system, you can actually find a whole new set of possibilities in your life. The best way I can kind of demonstrate the validity of this is when you're on vacation, you go to a place that is your happy place, and you find that you're just happy there. You're relaxed, you're happy, you're open to new possibilities, open to trying things. This is a very common experience. Whereas in other environments, let's say you have a work environment or you have some family relationships that are difficult, you walk into it fairly closed. And there's another interesting thing about this. Your nervous system actually ends up creating some tension in your body. This is a very important thing. The tension in your body helps to keep that particular feeling in place. I have a story about this. I had somebody at one point that I remember that they would kind of irritate me, and I remember walking. They walked in and they started saying something, to me, and immediately I was like, "Oh gosh." How annoying. And what I noticed after I learned about tension holds in the negative feeling, I remember asking myself, well, where is that tension in my body? And I still can remember there was just a little bit of tension in my left shoulder. And I ended up relaxing the tension in my left shoulder. And immediately, what happened is that person was still talking. And I was like, oh, they're just telling me about their day. And it lost all the negative feeling. That was so simple. And I thought, wow, this really is the truth. When you look at it, it's from an actual, first person experience. It's like, I could have some control over these negative thoughts and feelings through my body. And that's what cognitive movement does. You actually end up not only controlling the feeling, but even better than like I did responding to it, is you can be in a place where literally a situation like that, you can't feel at all. That person comes in the room, they start talking, and you don't feel a thing. And you're seeing it for what it is. They're just telling you about their day. It certainly seems like that is not really a possibility in our lives. I know I certainly didn't believe any of that until I actually got to experience it. So we're up against our very first break here. We're going to have a break. Now, if you're interested, before we go to our break, if you're interested in learning more, you can go to Cogno Movement, that's CognoMovement.com. There are classes, there's exercises, there's self-help programs there where you can actually learn and do all of this rewiring of your nervous system so you can become the master of your feelings and the master of your mindset without even trying to change your mind. All right. We'll be right back after this sponsor break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked. Drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we're back. Today, we're talking about what we're calling a feeling set. What is a feeling set? It's the same as a mindset, except it's your feeling state. It's your body state. It's your nervous system state. It's the chemistry of openness or contraction. It is a state where you might find yourself in a readiness state for possibilities that are exciting, or an expectation of threat of some kind. The feeling set is a phrase, our phrase that Liz and myself had come up with for an internal emotional atmosphere that shapes what the mind is going to do next. It's the lens under the lens. It's your body's yes, no, brace, collapse, trust, guard, soften, defend, all of it before your conscious mind catches up. So this is a very, very important thing to consider beginning getting control of. It is going to improve your life in ways that you had no idea. You know, your feeling set, your emotional state, what I always like to do is look at everything in terms of we are all out there trying to get a new feeling. If you want a new boyfriend, a new girlfriend, you're just like a different feeling. If you have your favorite place you like to go to eat, obviously you're hungry, but you'd like a different feeling. You want to be successful financially and get this transaction or whatever, or you want to win the lottery. Yes, you'd like all the accoutrements that you could get winning the lottery, but what you're really asking for is, I want a new feeling. You know, Liz and myself, we work with people across the globe. And when we do this work that we do to help people with their nervous system, help them with their traumas, help them to get a different feeling, when we do that, we go through a process. Now, we have lots of different processes, but one of the processes we'll go through is someone, they want something in their life, or they want something to be gone, a feeling. Either I want to get something external to me, or have something change external to me. And when we backtrack it, and then what happens? You get this thing, or this thing changes, and then what happens? And then this happens, and that happens, and so on and so forth. Ultimately, always, it comes down to, and then I can rest. And then I will have a feeling of peace. Or there'll be something like that. I'll be free. And then I'll be free. So these feelings is really what people are after. And which begs the point, what if you could actually just get your peace, get that great feeling, feel good about yourself? What if that was actually possible? This is a very real thing. And this is why people love the work of Cogna Movement, because they actually get the bottom line. I finally feel good. I finally feel good about myself. I can finally forgive myself. I can finally let go of that old point of view. Or I'm not confused anymore. This neuroscience has found a lot of traction. And it's increasingly moved us away from the old ideas that emotions get in the way of thinking. Antonio Damasio at USC had spent decades showing us that feelings and emotions are not side issues. They are central to our social cognition and our decision making. Now, when, for example, you're out there doing whatever, whatever the case may be, you're selling a product to somebody. What happens is they get a feeling and then they look for the evidence to support it. This is so very important. And when I say selling a product, all of us are out there. We don't like to look at it, but that way, but you're selling your idea, you're selling yourself as being, good to be around today, or you name it, you're selling yourself into getting good service at the restaurant you're at. My point is that if your waiter has a really good feeling about you, if your person that's buying your the product you're selling today, if they have a really good feeling about you, they will operate very, very differently. They will look for reasons to help you. They will try to see your point of view, and you'll be able to work with them in a state that was definitely going to be more mutually beneficial for both of you. You can see this play out in the opposite quite a bit. If you walk into a situation where people are predisposed to not like you because of whatever, because you're male, because you're female, because of your skin color, your nationality, your weight, your size, your age, you name it, whatever it might be. The opposite is also true. If they really like your particular look, your particular nationality, whatever, you'll be treated differently. They have a different feeling. So this is a very, very real thing that affects the other person. Now, this feeling state is not isolated. We know from the work of heart math, there is something called a heart-brain coherence. And when your heart and your brain are in coherence, and this is a really amazing scientific work that they've done, because they have instruments that will measure the heart-brain coherence. Meaning, I have a good feeling in my heart and I have these good thoughts as well. These are positive, I should say. When these are synced up, what happens is the other people that are near you go into coherence as well, which explains the really good service that you're getting at the restaurant. They have a good feeling. You're influencing their coherence as well. And this sounds really woo-woo. I couldn't even believe it when I saw the scientific data, but it's there. They've done great published, peer-reviewed, evidence-based studies on this heart-brain coherence and how it actually forces the others into that coherence. The opposite they have proven is also the case that when you're out of coherence, well, let's say that's angry, right? We all know that you're much more likely to run into other people that are going to attack you, or you're going to have some kind of a bad day, if you will. These feelings, right? The feeling set, your feeling set, and then your mindset, May sound like caution, doubt, delay, overanalysis. If your feeling set is one of shame, then your mindset may sound like self-criticism, perfectionism, or I'm not ready. If your feeling set is safety, then your mindset may sound a lot more like curiosity, openness, confidence, and creativity. And this actually turns into real life results. In the different states, the amount of connectivity we have in our brain is dramatically improved. We know this scientifically. Different state of mind is accessed through this different feeling set. So, all of us have read all the books. If you're listening to this, you've read books on changing your mindset. You probably have gone to seminars. You know about affirmations. You know the mindset language, you know that you need to follow. But they basically, it's very difficult to make it stick. And you can make this stick very easily by simply beginning to change that feeling set. One simple technique to change your feeling set is to begin to move your eyes. Move your eyes? That sounds what? Why? Well, we know that the eyeballs and the brain are actually one system. Eyeballs and brain are literally one, the spinal cord as well. So the different positions of your eyes are associated with different emotions. For example, looking down. If you look down, most people will associate that with being sad or that you're introspective. When you're looking down, you're disconnected. You don't want to connect when you're looking down. You know, there's everybody, you know, forever has had that saying, you know, hey, look up, things are going to be better. Well, this is actually a part of your brain right back here. You can actually feel it. That part of your brain in the back is the part that is very active with the eyes down position. So, by looking up, literally, you can change your mindset. Just keeping the eyes in the up position, you find more positive thoughts and feelings and being open to new possibilities. Okay, we're ready for our next break now. And before we go on our break, again, cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com. That is the site where you can go. There are self-help courses there that you can get yourself. There are practitioners where you can find one in your neighborhood. They're all over the globe, and they can help you to begin to change your feeling set. All right. And UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we're back. And we're talking about the feeling set. We're talking about the difference in between mindset and feeling set. We've all been told all of our lives that we need to have a better mindset to be successful. And what we know now scientifically is that it's really what we call your feeling set. That is the driver. We think thoughts equal to our feeling. So the better we feel and the more elevated our feeling set is, especially for an extended period of time, we're going to end up with a lot more positive possibilities in our life. Now, the feeling set, for example, could be, overwhelm. Let's say I just feel overwhelmed, but your thought that you have, the mindset is I need more discipline, but your feeling is overwhelm. If your feeling set is one of I'm threatened in social situations, what your mindset is going to be is I need more confidence. You can see here that if I wasn't afraid in social situations, I wouldn't need confidence. I am. I just walk in and I'm just like, hey, great to be here. Happy to see y'all. It's as simple as that. So getting rid of the things that make me feel like there's a threat. And automatically you'll find that this confidence starts to naturally exude from you. If you weren't overwhelmed, do you think that you'd need all that extra discipline to get your work done? You just would be going through it. A lot of times people say, you know what? I don't have a feeling, especially with people that have had severe trauma. And that feeling set is numbness. Numbness. And at the same time that they're numb, they may be feeling as if I need more motivation. I just need to really kick my own self and get myself motivated. So numbness is an actual feeling that you can start processing, that feeling set of numbness. There's simply this internal state that we have interconnected with our thoughts. This internal state is the driver of your life. And when you take the emotion out of your thought, you don't have a basis for the thought anymore. This is according to Mary Helen Immortio Yang of USC. That is it's a remarkable sentence. It means that the emotion is not a distraction from thinking. It's part of what makes thinking meaningful in the first place. This is something important to consider. And it very much shapes our perception, our feeling state. You know, one of the easiest ways that I can explain this is, and it's easiest to see it in other people versus ourselves. But you've had maybe friends or family, and you're very excited to walk them into, maybe it's a restaurant, or maybe it's an event, and they kind of have a little bit of, you know, a sour, you know, feeling. Their perception of the place and of the people, they have this negative experience there. It's not much fun. They don't really like it very much. And other people, you're kind of amazed at how they, the opposite is true. They're kind of joyful and excited and curious and open, and they're like, oh my gosh, look at the colors, smell all the smells, look at the possibility. Wow, isn't the music great? All of these things really will end up giving us completely different life experience. So having your mindset is the hard way to go, trying to talk yourself in or out of something. So anything you can do to help a person, to lift them up, to give them a different feeling, that's going to really help. And if you're not doing the work to change the feeling permanently, rewire the nervous system, the things that are keeping you from it, then it's going to be a tough road to hoe. You're going to be back and forth. And all of us seem to have this. You know, we all go back and forth in between the feelings, right? You know, I'm feeling good today, then I'm not, you know, tomorrow and that sort of thing. Well, one of the things that we found with this is that there's some events, traumas that took place in our lives, and maybe had caused shame, maybe has caused guilt, grief, anger, fear, and maybe it's not even ours. Maybe, you know, we had seen our parents go through something. And what happens is that external events happen and they trigger us, you know, into these feeling states. And we know when you have that feeling, then you're going to think a thought equal to the feeling. A lot of times these feelings are really hidden and we don't even know why we feel the way we do, but we do. We just have that feeling. You know, there was a tremendous work at a university, UCSD. A Dr. Diaz had done this work with mice. And he put these mice in a box. And what he did is he, at the bottom of the box was metal, and he had it electrified, you know, and he could hit a switch and it would send a shock to the mice. So what he did is he had this almost like an essential oil, and he undid the cap and he would wave the smell. It was like a fruity citrus smell, and he would wave the fruity citrus smell over the box. Now, a mouse should like a fruity, you know, citrus scent. But when he did that, what he did is he hit the switch and he would shock the mice. He did this repeatedly, and these mice got shocked over and over and over. So he had these traumatized mice. what he did is he took the eggs out of the female mice, and he took the sperm out of the male mice, and he impregnated other mice that had never met the mice that had been traumatized. Now, these mice gave birth to these babies, and they had the babies grow up. He put the babies in a box, and there was no electrification of the bottom. And mind you, these mice had never met their parents, right? What happened is he opened up the same fruity smell and he waved it over the box, and those mice went nuts. They were like, "Oh my God, something's wrong. Oh no, we're gonna get we're the end of the world." Anyway, he then took the sperm and eggs out of those mice and again repeated the process. And he did the fruity smell over the box for those now third generation. And those mice did the same thing. They acted as if they were going to be traumatized. My point is that this is the scientific evidence that trauma travels from one generation to the next. And so your feelings about whatever that you have some real serious feelings about are actually in your nervous system. You're responding to something that happened generations ago, which there is no real present threat here today, but your body is responding, and we know that you're thinking thoughts equal to it, and then you act accordingly. So if you want to change it, cognomovement.com, that's cognomovement.com. There's self-help courses, there's practitioners, and there's even a seminar coming up in Mount Shasta here in late September, early October. It's called CognoConscious. Check that out, and we will see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening.